Welcome to this OLS podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's Berdine with Podcasts for Erasmus. Today, we are going to be talking about tips and tricks for going on your mobility. And to do that, we've got our collaborator, Casper from ESN, who knows the ins and outs of the Erasmus experience. So, Casper, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Casper, originally from Bruges in Belgium, and I'm a volunteer at ESN. ESN is the Erasmus Student Network. If you've never heard of it, it is a student organization that aims to support and develop student exchange, whether it is locally, internationally, or nationally. I am, I guess what they call, a key expert in all these things regarding Erasmus. I went on my exchange a few years ago in Aberdeen, in Scotland. So I went through the entire process myself, and I know what it is, how to start as a confused newcomer and to finish as an almost local. But now I focus more on providing information to students that are about to start their very own mobility.
Great. Thank you, Casper. So today we are going to be talking about how to prepare for your Erasmus mobility in the best way possible.
Exactly. Let's dig in.
So what would you say are the three main tips that you would give to any student going on mobility?
Oof, just three? Okay. Let's see. I'd say tip number one is organizing all of your logistics before your arrival. Tip number two would be to join clubs, pages, or groups on social media for your university, but also for your city. And then tip number three, of course, you have to be open.
Those tips cover a lot of ground. Do you think you could give us a few examples of what you mean?
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of interactions with Erasmus when they go on mobility. So I've got loads of examples. So when I say organizing logistics, it can mean a lot of different things. For Karim, well, let's have Karim explain.
In terms of logistic, well, the best tip would be to make sure all the time if your university actually do not make a proposal of accommodation, which definitely makes things easier, it streamlines it. Check that, and also on the side, check also Facebook pages. What was great about my university is that on the website, there were links immediately directing us into, well, the process. I mean, the process of my time is quite long, but it's definitely worth it because you avoid, I don't know, scams, for example. I mean, not quite frequent, let's not lie about that. So that's definitely the first option to go if it's at disposal. And that's basically it. It's long, it requires organization, but it's definitely worth it to reduce the stress when you arrive on the location on the day, on the promised day.
That's a great tip. You definitely want to avoid unnecessary stress.
Small details can really make a huge impact on your mobility. I had a similar conversation with Leontina, who was in Belgium, and her answer was a little different.
The first main problem was arriving to Brussels. So I took a plane, of course, and I took the plane to Charleroi, which is a bit far from Brussels. So if I didn't know anyone in Brussels, I wouldn't have known. I would have to book a ticket for the bus or to take the train. On the other hand, it's very important to take all your documents with you, even those that you don't really think will be very needed. Because, for example, I had to go to the commune in Brussels and to have my papers all legally done. So from the most unexpected things like your passport picture, it needs to be there in your file. So be sure to take everything with you.
That's really great advice.
It really is.
So going to your second tip, which was joining clubs, pages or groups on social media for your university.
Yeah. So what I mean by that is, like, when you join the Erasmus Facebook page for your university or for your city, you can talk to a few students that are actually going through the exact same things as you are. But I do have to mention, don't restrict yourself to only Erasmus. Try joining a club or a group that also has locals. For example, I asked Leontina about this and she agreed.
When I remember about my experience, I know I checked all the Facebook groups, all the WhatsApp groups about Erasmus or international students in Brussels. I also had the buddy. VUB and ESN at VUB had the buddy system, which was super nice. We were all together all the time, doing activities, parties. On the other hand, I think it's very important to try to integrate in the community you are at. So I was always studying in places where also the local students were studying, so that way I interacted with them. So yeah, enjoy the time with your Erasmus colleagues, but try to do to make the best out of it with the locals as well.
It's true that it's as important to connect to the local people and culture as it is to connect to other Erasmus students. Hearing first-hand opinions like this is really cool.
Well, I actually have one more student lined up with an interesting story. I had a heart-to-heart with Pauline, who went to Krakow, and let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah, what was surprising for me in Poland is that one of our teachers actually invited us to his home for Christmas, because he knew some students were not able to get home. So yeah, that was really, really surprising for me, because I cannot imagine having a teacher here in Belgium inviting his students to his home. But yeah, definitely be open to different cultures. I also did an internship in India, and there I can definitely say that I did see some differences, but I think sometimes you can just ask a question to the people from that culture and be like, hey, what's up with this way of speaking, of this way of doing things? Is like, how is it perceived? And I think they will easily know and accept that maybe for you it's not normal, and explain how you should act. But yeah, definitely, yeah, just ask questions to the locals. They don't mind.
That's some solid advice. Leaving home is always difficult, but the connection you make with people is worth it.
Definitely. Really, definitely. That is what it is all about.
Well, Casper, thanks so much for coming on today. It was really interesting to listen to real Erasmus experiences. I think it's really going to help students that are going on mobility.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, we will see you in our next episode.